Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the second hour of the John Moore Show. I am your host, Tim Spencer, from the Rural Survival Show, sitting in for John Moore this week. Today is Wednesday, the 14th day of August in the year of our Lord, 2019. We have patiently waiting in the green room, as John says, Mr. Jeff Nyquist. Jeff, you're on the air, buddy. What do you want to go and talk about today?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, well, sir.
How are you doing, and what have you seen on the news? It's very early here on the West Coast.
Okay, apparently things have calmed down in Hong Kong. The Dow right now is erased all gains. From the tariff delay, they're down 450 points. The 2 to 10 year yield curve has officially inverted as about 7 o'clock this morning. Gold and silver have started to spike again. Let's see what else is going on. And the other thing is, it's fully confirmed now that the People's Armed Police in China are in Shenzhen, getting ready to cross the border. So those are the main
Chinese employees. The Chinese are still going to invade.
Yes.
The mainland Chinese are going to invade Hong Kong.
Yeah, what they call the People's Armed Police, not the PLA, but the People's Armed Police. But they look just as heavily armed as the PLA. Same equipment, same uniforms, everything.
Yeah, it's part of the same, you know, it's a communist government, but, it's funny, last Christmas, I got a call from a man in Hong Kong, and he told me that Hong Kong is going to erupt this next coming year. He was telling me this, and he was talking about how unfair the communists have broken all their agreements. They're not governing Hong Kong the way they agreed with the British that it was going to be done.
Correct.
And the people in Hong Kong are enraged. And I'd never received a call from Asia before. on my personal telephone. I don't know how he got my number. We spoke for quite a while, and it was very interesting because what he told me turns out to be quite true, and it was a scoop he was giving me about this, and it's quite big because just as the revolution in Ukraine and the freedom that Ukrainians have won, any part of China that's free, that the Chinese are trying to take back, that is, the communist Chinese are trying to take back. Like in Russia, they're trying to take back Ukraine. They're trying to reconstitute the Soviet Union in Eastern Europe. It's going to create this kind of situation. And by the way, the big fear of the communist government in Beijing is that freedom is going to spread from Hong Kong to the mainland, that these riots could spread in that direction. So it's very important.
That is their big fear, Jeff. And you know, once people have tasted freedom, there's no going back. There really isn't. Now, these people that have, people our age and younger, they don't know what life is like except under a communist government. But once they taste freedom, actual real freedom, it's all over for the Chai Tops. It is completely over.
Well, in Russia, you know, they're having unrest in Moscow, too.
Yes.
And there's I got some information on Moscow here more than a week ago. A friend of a friend was traveling there. This is a Russian friend. And reported back that, he was invited. He's a Russian liberal who was invited onto a, I have corresponded with him before, he was invited onto a television program in Moscow, which he had not been done since the period of Gorbachev and Yeltsin. So there's some kind of a shift. A liberal mood, as if they're given permission, because everything Russia's tried to stop the movement of ideas from Ukraine to Russia, it's failed. And so it looks like Russia is toying with the idea of another perestroika, another glasnost. They're anticipating, some are even anticipating that Putin is going to leave office before the end of his presidential term, which I think goes to 2024 or 5.
Something like that. I don't remember when he came into office. It's a 10-year term. And
well, he just got reelected here in 2018, so I think it's 6-year term. So I think it's 2024.
Oh, okay. All right.
So,
all right.
They have 6-year terms now for the Russian presidency. But the problems in Russia, you know, because they've overinvested in their military industry in Russia, and the living conditions, the economy has shrunk. You know, in 2013, the Russian economy had grown so much it was up to $2 trillion a year in its gross domestic product, but now it's down to $1.3 trillion a year because they shifted too many resources into their military production. And this is a problem. I think this is a problem in China too, though not as severe as in Russia. They really want to be a great power again in Russia, and they've overdone this. And this is a big problem because, you know, we live in the digital age. There, people can see how people are living in other countries. They can communicate. Russians are people who are curious about other countries now. The anti-American propaganda is beginning to wear thin. People aren't believing it. But the biggest event that has happened is the election of a comedian to being president of Ukraine here. Zelensky.
That was crazy.
Vladimir Zelensky. Just to tell you about him, many Americans don't know, but he was a comedian, a Ukrainian comedian from... he's from this mining town, on the in on the west side of the river, the Dnieper River, and he created a television program in the wake of the revolution in 2014 called Servant of the People, in which he imagined a school teacher becoming president of Ukraine. And this school teacher is a very sincere guy, a good guy, a clean guy, not a corrupt guy, an honest guy. And it's sort of a comedy, but it's somewhat seriously meant. It's sort of a satire on the political system. This guy wants to do the right thing. And so he somehow prevails over the corrupt bureaucracy by going around and through his goodness, through his innocence, to win the country's government over to non-corruption. And this program reflected what the Ukrainian people wanted so much it became massively popular. You can watch it on Netflix. They have it, and it's worth seeing. They have it with subtitles. You know, the opening scene in the series is he is actually riding his bicycle to work as president of Ukraine.
Oh, boy.
And, and he's waving at people. He has no bodyguard. He's not afraid of people. People wave back and smile because he has no reason to be ashamed because he's not cheating anybody.
Right.
He's not becoming an oligarch. You know, and there's something very endearing about this vision. And after the show was a super success, people said to him, you know, why don't you run for president for real? And his wife even said that. And he said, oh, no, that you can't be serious. I can't. You know, but then after a few more years, he said, you know what? I could run for president for real because this is what people want. And I could do this. And of course, his wife then was scared and no, don't do this. But he did it, and he won not only among Ukrainians in Western Ukraine, but among Russians in Eastern Ukraine. Everybody in the country wanted this new guy, and of course, it had a huge effect in Russia because they said, well, why can't we have a comedian? Why do we have to have this dour Mr. Putin? You know, well, why can't we have a change? And really, the subtext of the whole TV show is that here is essentially Soviet system. It hasn't changed. It's really Soviet. And why can't we get rid of it and have an honest market system, have real economic reforms? Why can't we do this and get rid of all the stealing from the people that goes on?
They've made a good start, Jeff, by getting Poroshenko out of there and getting Zelensky in. That's a start. But
they have.
You still have equivalent is the Duma there that's full of all of Poroshenko's cronies.
Well, they just had the Rada election in Ukraine. The Rada is their parliament. They just had the election in Ukraine.
And of course,
Zelensky's party won. And it is the first time in Ukrainian democratic history in which a single party can govern without a coalition on its own. So Zelensky got what he wanted. And so this is another occasion to be amazed at the people of Ukraine. I mean, I've talked to Ukrainians. I've worked with Ukrainians for years now. I called a guy in Kiev a few years back, right after the revolution. I said, well, how is it going there? And he said, you wouldn't believe it. He said, young men are helping elderly people across the street. They're looking out for each other. There's a spirit of goodness in the country. So it wasn't just simply a revolution, a political revolution in Ukraine. There is some kind of a spiritual revolution in Ukraine at the same time. And I found this very fascinating. To hear this from a Ukrainian that had lived in the U.S. for quite a few years and moved back to Ukraine after this revolution and found it is an amazing and transformed place. So there's something just like in Brazil, where they had this revolution against this neo-communist government under the Workers' Party.
Right.
that Bolsonaro got elected. As in Brazil, that there's a kind of miracle going on in Ukraine, and it has in Brazil. It's Olavo de Carvalho is the intellectual who changed Brazil because he said these people are communists in disguise, and everybody laughed at him. He said, this is what's going to happen to you, and everybody laughed at him. And then these people did all those things, and they revealed themselves to be communists, and the people of Brazil came out onto the streets and said, no more. No more.
Right.
And it's this kind of thing. I mean, we need an awakening like that here, actually, because people...
I agree.
Still, you look at the Republican Party, and you just don't see it here.
I have a hard time. I mean, there's a lot of people in this country that totally reject communists, but to me, are communism, socialism, all the same thing in my opinion. But we have so many young people in this country that have no clue what life would be like under a socialist or communist system. They don't understand what you and I do, Jeff. They haven't seen it personally like we have. And there's no way to make them believe that, it's normal under a communist society to stand in line for 6 to 10 hours to get 2 loaves of bread and a can of tuna. You can't make them believe that the ruling elite live like kings and literally... the entire rest of the population lives like serfs with a hand-to-mouth existence. Now, I don't know what we can do to change that other than talk about it, Jeff, but that's the way I see things.
Yeah, no, it's pretty much the truth. I mean, there's no... this teaching of socialism in the schools where... I think young people don't even know they're being taught socialism. I saw it. I had to get out of education because there was no place for me really in education unless I decided to become a socialist. So I had to get out. I had to write books and articles because it was I wanted people to understand what they were going into. And it's not just simply that we're talking, socialism represents a movement, a kind of religion, a kind of new faith, which is based on materialism. It claims to be scientific. The technical name for Marxism is scientific socialism, also dialectical materialism. It's a materialistic doctrine, and materialism, of course, is the idea that only matter exists. And that is an important sort of theological and atheistic statement.
Yes.
Because if only matter exists, then there is no spirit. There's no spirituality. There's no soul in the body. We don't have souls in the Marxist philosophy. And to lower man, to lower man's dignity. We had the catastrophe of Darwinism. We had this notion in the 19th century that took hold and now is almost universally believed now. That we evolved, that human beings evolved
right.
out of lower mammals, lower animals, even, back when amphibians and fish and whatever. This idea struck people as being probable. And it's the Philip Johnson who wrote Darwin on Trial more than 20 years ago now, Philip Johnson pointed out that scientifically Darwin's theory has failed. Because in order for a scientific theory to be credible, it has to have predictive value. That is, that if you postulate the theory and you say, well, this is what we're going to find in the fossil record, and this is what we're going to find in biological science, and they found the opposite. The fossil record does not show a bunch of animals gradually turning into other animals. It does not. It shows mass extinctions with new animals appearing. And yet,
right.
this philosophy
we'll
is continuing to advance. Yeah.
We'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Gentlemen, this is the John Moore Show. I am your guest host, Tim Spencer, from the Rural Survival Show. Today is Wednesday, the 14th day of August, in the year of our Lord, 2019. And right now we are visiting with noted author, Mr. Jeff Nyquist. Okay, Jeff, can we take a little bit of a segue here and talk about Hong Kong for just during this little section? Reason being, it's something that's going on right now, or have you been following it?
Yeah.
Are you there, Jeff?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, of course, the battle for freedom is a battle of ideas. And Hong Kong, of course, has been free because it was under the British for a long time. And the British were threatened by the Chinese to have to give it back to China. And they did, with an agreement that the Chinese would do it in a certain way, the Chinese communists. But the communists, it's very important to note that the communists, which is something very typical of them, the communists break their word. As Lenin once said, like pie crust, they're meant to be broken. And so, of course, they did not keep their word in the treaty. And this is what has caused the problems with these folks. And, of course, it's a very serious problem that exists in the communist world. And of course, going back to what we said about Russia having the despotism having problems, despotism seems like a strong system because it uses brutality and fear and deception to govern. But it is actually quite brittle, and it can fall very suddenly because it governs against the interests of the many. And if the many awaken, they have a serious problem because they could be swept away by public anger. You look at the revolution in Iran in 79. You look at the Bolshevik, before the Bolshevik Revolution, the what they call the February Revolution in Russia, where the Tsar was forced to abdicate. There are these moments when governments are simply swept away. You know, Venezuela almost.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the definitely in Ukraine at Maidan Square it happened, where the young, it was basically a journalist in Ukraine who said when the president of Ukraine, who was basically a Russian puppet, did not keep go for a certain agreement with the EU. And was going to submit under corrupt circumstances to Russia, the people. He said, "Let's go to Maidan. Let's go to the square in the middle of Kiev, and let's start a protest." And they did. They went there. They wouldn't leave during the winter. They were attacked by the police. They were attacked by snipers. They were gunned down, and eventually the government became so terrified that it fled because the people had this. This rage. In fact, corrupt government leaders were beaten up and thrown into dumpsters. The police were afraid to. They were unable against so many people to enforce the dictatorship, which essentially was a corrupt system in Ukraine, which was managed democracy, which the former Soviet states had been broken into these. Various corrupt managed democracies led by former communists or even people who had never really denounced the Communist Party, as in like Kazakhstan, for example, or Azerbaijan. So in Ukraine, it
That's
was a much more
point.
Delicate thing. Yeah. They in Ukraine, you would think that they'd gotten rid of communism, but you know that in late 2013 and early 2014, there were hundreds and hundreds of statues of Lenin that were torn down throughout the country. Statues that we were led to believe were already torn down years before, but they weren't. Because the revolutions before were
they
fake.
Weren't.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? We got a couple of callers.
For the people. Yeah.
All right. What we're going to do, we're going to take Paul in New Jersey first. We're probably going to hold him over through the break, and then we've got John in Texas after that. Paul in New Jersey on line 9.
Hello,
good
Tim
morning,
and Jeff.
Paul.
Morning. Yeah, listen, concerning Hong Kong.
Hi.
Concerning Hong Kong. It's part of China. Let's remember that. It was basically taken because of British imperialism, because of the Opium Wars in the 1840s. So it's got to go back to China.
Right.
They're ethnically Chinese.
Agreed.
They speak Chinese. They have a physical border and connection to, just geographically, look at the map. It's part of China. Always has been. We white European people living in America and in Europe need to stay out of this, mind our own business, and not interfere. Now, these Hong Kong protesters might want to elicit our sympathy by flying American flags. Well, I'll hold.
All right, hang on, Paul. Please do. Please jump in back in 3 minutes, 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sitting in for John Moore on the John Moore Show. My show is the Rural Survival Show from 10 a.m. till noon on Saturdays. Today is Wednesday, the 14th day of August in the year of our Lord, 2019. Right now we are visiting with Mr. Jeff Nyquist and Paul in New Jersey. Okay, Paul, go ahead with your statement and then we'll let Jeff respond.
Yeah, I had left off saying about how in Hong Kong the protesters are flying the American flag, probably to evoke sympathy and to get political points and maybe assistance from America, which might be happening behind the scenes anyway, because this is very likely a CIA Pompeo-sponsored color revolution, like what we did in Ukraine, where we instigate and through George Soros promote these revolutions, ironically always against not the communists. That's not true at all, because we could take out other countries that are heavily communist and tyrannical. No, these are our economic competitors, and that's what it always comes down to. China has eaten our lunch. They are the number one economy on planet Earth now. Everybody knows it. And whenever that happens with declining empires, which the United States is, the last thing we can do, and the only thing we can do with China, is A, meddle with the Uyghurs out in western China, and that's failed, B, B, meddle with the oil supply coming from the Straits of Hormuz, which we're in the process of doing. And the last card on the table is mess around with Hong Kong and meddle in their internal affairs and try to cause strife there. So the fact of the matter, this runs contrary to the intent of our founders. We are not supposed to be an empire. We're $23 trillion, well, $22.5 trillion in debt. And really, why should white people go meddle in Asian affairs? Let's stop patronizing them. Let them resolve these problems. And the people of Hong Kong are just going to have to assimilate into China. They're part of China. They're Chinese ethnically and racially. It's time to just, you're going to have to join in with China and try to make the best of it. And lastly, let's not pollute the rest of the world. You know, we don't want to Americanize the Chinese. Do we really want to export our democracy? Do we want to export the transsexual operations, the drag queen story hours, and pride parades to the Chinese? Is that the goal here? Do we want to export our degenerate culture to the Chinese? Is that the only way we have to fight these days? So please, let's follow Trump, what Trump said yesterday, and steer clear of this. And on that note, gentlemen, thank you. I'll take my response off the air.
All right, thank you. I appreciate your call. Jeff, follow up.
Yeah, no, we don't, nobody's proposing, I don't know that anybody's proposing we intervene on behalf of Hong Kong. Maybe some people are. I haven't heard all the comments, but obviously we can't have a war with China.
Obviously
the reason that this is all happening is because the British didn't want to fight to defend Hong Kong, which was British territory for 100 years,
right.
More than 100 years.
150, wasn't it?
So, yes, even more than that, I think. The Chinese said, look, we'll invade if you don't get, you know, you don't agree to hand it over. I think the thing is that, the Chinese obviously have to work out their own destiny, like the Ukrainians, the Brazilians, the Russians. They do have to work out their own destiny. The idea of making democracies overseas by converting people from their culture to democracy is a problem. And, we have our own difficulties here, with democracy because our system was not originally conceived as a democracy. That's a misconception that we are one. We have a democratic element in our constitution. Right,
the right,
Constitutional Republic. Yeah.
All right, let's go to John in Texas now. Good morning, John.
Hello?
You're on the air, sir.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, big time echo, but we can hear you.
Okay, I have a question about concerning Darwin. Who originated the hypothesis of evolution? Was it Darwin?
Right.
Why has he got given so much credit when there were at least four others, such as his own grandfather?
John, hang on a minute. Julie, mute John for just a second. John, I don't know about Jeff, but I cannot understand you. Jeff, can you understand what he's saying?
It sounds like he's at the bottom of a well. The modulation is not good on his voice.
Hey, John, I'm not upset with you or nothing, but, buddy, you're going to have to call back on a different line or a different device. We cannot understand you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, much better. What'd you do, change phones?
I turned off the speaker.
Oh, thank you, thank you. All right, let's start over, John. We could not understand you.
Okay, I want to ask you what about Darwin. I understand that his grandfather, who is more responsible for the creation of the modern idea of evolution, was it Darwin or was it Charles Darwin or Erasmus Darwin?
It was actually another man who actually created the theory, as we understand, as Darwinism, who they basically, he died, and they basically stole the idea from him and it was attributed to Darwin, and he took credit for it. There's a book about this that came out not long ago. I have not read it, but I understand the basic thesis of the book, and I don't think anybody's really disputing it.
Was this person inspired by Erasmus Darwin, or did he steal it from Erasmus Darwin, or are you talking about Alfred Russel Wallace, or who?
Yeah, Alfred Russel Wallace, yes.
Are you saying that this wasn't just like a Newton-Leibniz coincidence? It means that Darwin actually plagiarized Alfred Russel Wallace?
Well, I'm not sure if the claim exactly is plagiarized. Plagiarized means you copied somebody's writings exactly. But he basically got the ideas, you know, the various ideas, you know, origin of species through natural selection and genetic variation, which is the basic Darwinian theory. He got it from Wallace. So that's my understanding.
Okay, does that answer your question, John?
Okay, what about, what is the relationship, what do you know about Erasmus Darwin? This is Charles Darwin's grandfather.
I only know that the family had some of these ideas, similar ideas, going back about evolution. But the Darwinism is specific about a certain particular mechanism of evolution. So I think that family, the reason that he was involved with that family was because they were open to this idea, and so that's how the Darwin family, I guess they had some pull, and they were interested in the subject already. That's why they were friends with this guy. So and of course it basically evolution evolved into what we have as neo-Darwinism today, which of course is actually being challenged. There's a I think if you know who Peter Robinson is, he does a series called Uncommon Knowledge on YouTube. It's on YouTube, and it's Uncommon Knowledge's interviews with people. It's I think the Hoover Institute puts it out, and he has this interview, Mathematical Problems with Darwinism. You could look it up on YouTube. It's on there, and he talks to three scientists, three mathematicians. I think they're all mathematicians, about the fact that human DNA, or as the DNA of a single cell, cannot have been accidentally constructed through a process of accident, because each, you know, a single-celled organism is like 1 over 70 to the 40th power, you know, as terms of chance that this cell could exist by accident. And so because you have this long chain of hundreds of DNA, within the DNA strand, you've got these chains where one of 20 amino acids has to exactly fit in each slot. And, of course, the chances to make an organism that works out of this, and, of course, it's a kind of nanotechnology anyway, that how did this come, the DNA come to exist in the beginning, in the first place? It had to have been created, and it couldn't have occurred accidentally. So the mathematicians and the geneticists are having trouble with Darwinism, because when Darwin was around, they thought a cell was a very simple kind of glob of matter, and it's not very simple. It's very complex. It's a complex machine. So Darwinism is basically losing ground, because it's no longer credible, you know, to explain what we now see, what we've discovered.
Okay, I would say that was an excellent explanation there, Jeff. Okay, John, anything else, buddy?
So did Richard Wagner coin the term National Socialism?
Oh, I don't know. I know Wagner was an anti-Semite, and Hitler looked up to Wagner and was friends with Wagner's widow and family. But I don't know if he coined it.
Well, thank you.
I don't know either. Okay, John, did you have anything else on the subject at hand? by Darwinism and all that?
No, it's... But I just know that, Darwin, there was a history of his family and of evolutionary thought going at least back to his grandfather, and I think that Lamarck's ideas of evolution's required characteristics was inspired by the ideas of Erasmus Darwin, and also Erasmus Darwin was on a who's who's list of English Freemasons.
Okay. All right, John. Well, thank you for your call, buddy. We're going to keep going here. Call back anytime. All right, Jeff. We've only got about, four, 7 minutes total of airtime left. I'm going to let you go wherever you want to go, buddy.
The Darwinism thing is an interesting thing, isn't it? And the fact that it's basically losing traction among scientists, I think that's a very important thing. That you have these new theories now, of course, of intelligent design. But the importance of this, I should point out, has to do with the supporting of a materialistic philosophy, an atheistic philosophy, which is what the new socialist religion really wants. This is what they want to teach the kids in school. This is what they want. Yeah. And of course, this is the thing that we have to be careful about, because people don't realize that once people believe there is no soul, there's no God, there's no spiritual realm, there's no supernatural, once they believe that, there's a kind of despair that sets in to people.
Right.
And this despair is kind of, yeah, it's what communism feeds on. It's what some of these political ideologies, these modern ideologies, feed on it. And I think it's very important that we resist these things because they're very damaging to people. They destroy people's lives. People turn to drugs. They turn to things that are very unhealthy for human beings. Human beings are spiritual. They do have a soul. To deny the soul is to damage your life. To basically, it's degrading. It's very degrading to say, oh, well, you're just a slab of protoplasm that evolved out of a swamp. You know, it's like, well, that kind of takes away our divine connection, our connection to God, to a creator, and the idea that there's a divine order, that there's a right and wrong, that there's a divine plan. All of these kind of ideas are swept away by evolution, which kind of postulates a very different kind of universe.
I think it's, with you.
Yeah. And so I think politically it has tremendous political implications. And the reason that Darwinism is promoted by the establishment, both here and in Europe, is because of its utility as a kind of generator of this despair that leads to socialism. Because you see, if there's no heaven, if there's no God, if there's no divine plan, then we have to have planning, you know, socialist planning. We have to have a socialist utopia because that's the only heaven we're going to ever experience. And people become quite desperate because, you know, the world is an unjust place. And suddenly we have to become God and correct all the injustices. And of course, that's where the revolutionaries come in. They want God's office. They want to become God. And of course, this
Absolutely.
Is what Stalin and Mao and Castro and all the communist dictators did. They made themselves into sort of gods. And this is sort of the motivation in communism. Yeah.
Apparently now they figured out both Russia, Cuba, the leadership there has figured out that this socialist utopia with no God, no creator, just doesn't work. Because now both Russia and Cuba are allowing churches back in. China, I think, does it grudgingly from what I read. But I think they've actually figured out that tampering with man's soul and blocking that communication we all have with our Creator is just not working out well for them. What do you think, Jacob?
No, it doesn't work out well, and they know it. They figured it out. Of course, what they want is they want to capture the churches. They want to turn the churches
right.
into Marxist institutions. They want to modify religion. This is what the Nazis did in Germany. They want to modify it
right.
so that it can be amenable to their government. So, in a way, they're still not giving up their power and their central role. They're insisting now that, okay, you can be Christians, but now we're going to register the church and the ministers are going to be our agents. This is what happens with the Russian Orthodox Church. The Russian Orthodox Church is run by a bunch of KGB agents at the top, basically. That's how it works.
Okay. Jeff, we'll be back in 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have time for any more calls. Back in three, folks.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore on the John Moore Show. This is Wednesday, the 14th day of August, 2019, and we're visiting with Mr. Jeff Nyquist. Jeff, we got about three and a half minutes here. Why don't you tell people how they can get your books, how they can visit your website, and all that good stuff. Are you there, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm right here. Yeah, they can go to my website at jrnyquist.com. That's jrnyquist.com. There's also on Amazon. You can look up my books. Origins of the Fourth World War is one. Another is the New Tactics of Global War. There's a Red Jihad and Back from the Dead, Return of the Evil Empire. And for those who are in foreign places, foreign in Brazil, they can get my book, The Fool and His Enemy. So, and in Germany, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to get you to send me one of them books, Jeff.
Yeah.
I get to read much more.
Oh, is that right? Trouble with your eyesight?
Say again? Yeah.
Trouble with your eyesight?
Thing.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Well, at least you can still do radio. You only need your voice and your ears
do
radio.
And the ears ain't doing great either, buddy. But, Jeff, this has been a great hour. When I do John's videos for him for YouTube, every Wednesday, I always enjoy listening to both you and Professor McCanny. Wednesday's my favorite day as far as listening goes. Well, it's sort of a draw between Monday and Wednesday. But anyway, I sure do want to thank you for being on today. Your website's great. Your articles are fantastic. Just a great place to visit. JRNyquist.com, folks.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Joe, for having me on. And yeah, definitely.
All right, well, I'm sure John will have you back on next week. And thank you for your time today, sir. Most greatly appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much, and
okay.
Be well.
You too, sir. Okay, folks. It's sort of a draw right now. We don't know if John's going to be back on Friday or not. I, of course, volunteered to take it for him if he cannot do the show on Friday. But anyway, tomorrow we're going to have Tom Berryhill on the second half hour of the first hour. And then Steve Hunt will be on second hour, hopefully. So that's the plan of attack. Of course, Friday will be first hour, will be Tom Berryhill with Emergency Radio Communications. Second hour, Dr. Lynn Wolbert talking about all things health-related. So I hope you tune in both days. We'll see how things go. Anyway, folks, I'll be back tomorrow morning, same time, same channel. Hope to hear from you then. Have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.